no, he had been quit racing cotton 4 or 5 years.
We'll see. Let's try a little bit more. Maybe we'll have a break. Okay. You said a few years then he hadn't been raising cotton?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if that fence, that wire fence that had those little sharp things on it, what did you call that?
Picket.
Okay. And those little, the ones that had points, the wire is so sharp that it would punch you if you tried to get over. Did you call that a picket fence? That was the wood one you told
me. This is the wood one.
Right. What about a wire that has, at intervals, has a little bunch of wires that stick out?
That over there around that man's is like that.
Okay.
But I don't know what they're called.
Okay. What about a single strand of wire, and maybe there'd just be three of them nailed to posts? Do you remember one like that? Three strands of wire?
Yeah.
And they had little prickly things on them at intervals?
Bob wire?
Okay.
Barbed wire.
Okay. And when you put up a fence like that, you have to have, what do you call those pieces of wood that you nail it to?
Post.
Okay. And what about if you, did you used to raise chickens?
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted a hen to start laying, do you remember something that you put in her nest to fool her? It looked like a real egg, but it wasn't. It was the shape of a real egg, but it wasn't an egg.
I can't think what it was called.
Okay, what about if you have a nice tea set? You say it's made out of what? Or your best dishes, you say they're a nice... They're not just cheap dishes, they're real nice...
I can't say it.
Okay, or it's a country, not Japan, but... China? Do you use the word China to talk about dishes?
Mm, yeah.
Okay. What about an egg made out of that?
That made out of the China? Well, I never did have them.
Okay. Or one made out of stone? You don't ever remember an artificial egg that you put in to get the hens to lay?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
It seems like the ones that we'd get, or the people here would get, would be made out of some kind of plastic.
Okay. And what about some kind of a container that you might have in the kitchen and throw scraps of food in when you were going to carry it to the pigs? Say, what did you call that?
Scrap bucket.
Okay. And what about a heavy iron vessel with a large opening that you'd have it be big and black and sit out in the backyard to maybe boil clothes in?
Sugar kettle.
Okay. Why'd you call it a sugar kettle?
Make syrup in.
Did you ever make syrup?
Oh, yeah.
Out of what kind of, from what tree then you got?
Well, from the sugar cane.
Oh, from the sugar cane.
We grew the cane.
Now, you know, you're the first person that's told me about this, and I never have heard that kettle. And did you occasionally, or did somebody use it to boil clothes in, that same kettle?
We hardly ever did. We didn't. We had a big wash pot back then and didn't need to boil them in the sugar kettle.
Sure. Well, what was the wash pot, what was the difference between it and the sugar kettle? The size?
The size, and of course the shape. The sugar kettle was started like this, and it held 80 gallons.
Oh, well.